You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Good Friday.
Ooh. Thank the Lord.
Observed during the Holy Week as part of the Paschal Triduum. Culminates with Easter Sunday. I think I'm going to do some colored eggs with my nephews this weekend.
Easter egg hunt at the Moore household?
Yeah.
Okay.
My grandmother used to do that. We had the pause egg dye, and we would dye the eggs, and it's one of the highlights of my childhood. I want to pass that down to the next generation.
Ain't your nephew like 3 years old now?
Yes. And yeah. Then the youngest one is not quite one.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, beautiful, hot them good, okay?
Beautiful, beautiful age. I got to get them Easter baskets.
Just going 63rd and Truce. They got them right there on deck on the corner.
I like to create my own. To tailor to each of the kids what they like.
All the good candies.
Yes.
Random shampoos and body scents.
No, he doesn't need any shampoo. He doesn't need any body scents. He's three. But the right toys. I like to put books in there, too.
We always got Easter baskets at church with the old candy in it. And
the old candy?
Yeah, it was old candy and acorns and butterscotch candies. You know, the strawberry candies that we don't know where you get them from, but they always seem to pop up during Easter and Christmas.
Lord. So I'm excited. I have a beautiful blue dress for church service on Sunday.
We know you're going to throw it on the ground.
Throw what on the ground?
Your little... blue dress. Put on your blue dress.
What does that mean? I'm going to throw it on the ground.
On Instagram.
Oh, on the gram. Really? I thought you said on the ground.
No,
like,
on
what
the
are you
gram.
Talking about?
On the gram. Instagram. Yes.
I'm going to stay in my dress the whole day.
Okay. Make sure you take plenty of pictures.
I will. My boyfriend's daughter is doing her little Easter speech.
Oh, man. I remember them days, boy, remembering your Easter speech. I never messed up. When it was game time, I was always prepared. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't no stumbling, no fumbling. I didn't forget no words. I was always prepared. Now, leading up to that, it was frustrating. Come on, man. It's God save him.
What was you saying instead of that?
Probably something else. I don't know. Or I just couldn't remember the line exactly.
I never did an Easter speech.
Oh, man, we used to do them every year. Every year, they used to make us get up in front of the entire congregation, shaking like booty meat.
Do you think people still have their kids in church like that? Like, are those traditions
so.
Being passed down?
I would hope so. I'm not sure, though. That was just always a rite of passage, you know what I'm saying? Something that you just had to do.
Tyreek Hill's son was removed from their custody. We're going to be talking more about that coming up later on in the show.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny. Clear 46 right now. And Lee Summit, Shay, was popped.
Yesterday, we told you about Kodak Black being arrested at the United States-Canada border on weapons and drug charges. Now, we've got some new details on this. Apparently, he was trying to drive his Cadillac Escalade from Detroit to his show in Boston.
Dang, that's a long drive.
They say he put it in the GPS, didn't realize that he would have to travel into Canada. And upon doing that, that's when the two loaded handguns, a third in the trunk of a Porsche that was also following, and some marijuana was found as well.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
My man's can't read. That's what it is. Did you know his first name is Bill? Did you see that? Billy Boy, Kodak Black.
T.I. named Clifford. I mean, that's... ain't
I'd rather
finish.
Be Clifford than Bill any day of the week,
really?
Twice on Sundays. Yes.
I would not.
You'd rather be Bill?
I would go by William, probably. dollar bill. Nah, that's tough. Man. That's a
whatever.
I'm gonna go by dollar bill.
Give me Clifford.
I don't know how true this is, but they say he was released on $20,000 bill, but he left his friends in there. I don't know how true that is.
Hey! What are you doing?
Remy Ma is under investigation for an alleged assault against cast member from Love & Hip Hop, Brittany Taylor. You know who that is?
No, ma'am.
Me either.
You was acting all tough and hardcore.
I haven't been keeping up on my Love & Hip Hop, I must admit. Mm-hmm. Well, they say that Remy punched her in her right eye Tuesday night, and the young lady went on Instagram, of course, and showed the picture and put a post up about why would you hit me and all that.
You was probably coming out your mouth or something, so that's probably why.
No, you think Remy did that? I'ma peel your face off like a grape.
Yeah, in the right circumstance, she would. I don't think she would just do it just because.
Taylor reportedly told police that this all started because of some words that she had with Remy's stepdaughter, Dejanay.
Yeah, you don't play about the kids now. Can't do that. That's Papoose's daughter.
Yes.
Yeah. Catch me outside. How about that?
No charges nor arrests have been made at this time. Mm-hmm. Rapper G Herbo is in a bunch of trouble. He was arrested on battery charges stemming from an argument with his son's mother, Ariana Fletcher, which allegedly turned violent. She went on socials too and posted an account of what happened. She said that he mercilessly beat her.
No.
Inside the house, outside the house.
We gotta have some sort of resolution to this, man. We can't resort to our fists being thrown, especially at the ladies. There has to be something we can do about this because it's just way too prevalent now.
His bond was set at $2,000 and he's since been released. I don't think it's just now. This has been going on since the dawn of time. It just because we have such access to information on socials, I think that's what makes it seem as though it's more prevalent.
No. I'm agreeing with you. It's just it frustrates me and makes
me just
ultra
sure.
sad to just think about just a man putting his hands on a lady. That's all. It brings me down.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad though?
Man, I'm mad this morning because it's traffic. People slipping me off in traffic. I'm driving this post office truck. I'm not trying to get pulled over.
I know that's right. We need all mail delivered fast and in order.
We ain't going to deal with driving this mail truck smashing.
So they can pull you over even in a mail truck?
Man, they going to pull me over if I'm doing 10 over. They going to pull me over if I'm in anything.
But ain't you a government official?
Just because we work for the government don't mean they care about that.
Oh, okay. Don't be flipping off the mailman, y'all. He might have your tax returns on deck.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't getting them if y'all doing that.
They ain't even got no doors on the vehicle, so, yeah.
All right, what's your name?
Antoine.
Thank you, Antoine, for calling up this morning.
Oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Bozeman. Wait, hey, Mr. Bozeman.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Family of Kayla LeClay is looking for a Good Friday miracle this morning. She's been missing since April 15th. She's 16 years old, female, 5'3", 135, thin build, black hair, African-American, possibly wearing black leggings and a hoodie. If you've seen her, please call the Lee's Summit Police Department at 816-969-1700. We do have that posted on our Hot 103 Jams Facebook and KPRS.com.
Please keep an eye out, y'all.
This is an interesting poll that was released this morning, Brian. Looks like Americans who belong to a church or other religious institution has plunged by 20% over the past two decades, falling to a low of 50% of adults who belong to a church or another religious institution. They also say that the amount of people who claim a religious affiliation has gone down as well.
Shay, I've been seeing that a lot more too, of folks just not necessarily living that lifestyle.
For me, my spiritual life is so important. It's been the difference maker for me. I was raised actually in a Catholic church as a young person. And then when I got older, I started going to a non-denominational church.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna keep it real. Like in the last maybe 5 years, I haven't been attending church as much as I used to.
I haven't either, to be honest. But I'm like you though, you know, it's really the center of my life, of my belief in God. But I told you about my situation one time that kind of kept me away.
So as we're getting ready to embark upon Easter, are people just going for the fashion show part, or do you think that people are not even participating in, you know, the whole get dressed up, go to church?
The dressing up started to me when I was growing up, and what I saw, it started to like die down a little bit as I was getting older. People started coming more casually. You didn't have as many, you know, Easter suits or Easter dresses coming around this time of the year. It kind of was dying down 2002, 2003.
Do you think that as we get older and we're maybe moving away from those traditions, is that kind of where the breakdown may be happening? Where, you know, young people knew, okay, this is what happens at this time of year.
I think that might have something to do with it, yeah.
I think that security, that familiarity, even if you don't recognize that that's what's sustaining you.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot to take in, to be honest. I think it's a lot of factors involved as well.
I'm wondering if people are still out here buying their kids, you know, the fold over socks. Are they wearing the patent leather shoes? Are they in their little five-piece suits for the young men?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Easter dresses, Easter speeches, big dinner, the Easter egg hunts. That's what the holidays are about, family, traditions. It appears that we're losing some of those traditions. A poll released this morning says that American adults who belong to a church or other religious institution has plunged by 20% over the past two decades, falling to a low of 50% last year, down from 70% in 1999.
It's a lot of factors that play with that.
During the same period, the percentage of adults with no religious affiliation increased from 8% to 19%.
I'm not sure what the correlation is, but I think a lot of times with internet and TV being more prevalent now, some folks are staying at home more and perhaps watching church on TV. I know I've done that plenty of times. And the fact that there's more, how can I say this? I guess openness of and questioning things nowadays, as opposed to back, you know, maybe 30 or 20 years ago, where we just accepted things for what they were.
Makes me think, could this be part of the problem that we're experiencing as a whole in the country? All of the issues, particularly with young folks.
Perhaps.
You know, we see a lot of things that didn't seem to be before.
Mm-hmm.
And could it be that we're not as connected to the source as we used to?
I think that has something to do with it too, Shay.
Whatever that source may be.
Right.
For you and your family. So are you participating in the whole, you know, suits and dresses and frilly socks?
When I grew up, my family themselves, we were a Catholic church. And as I got older, we actually switched over to Baptist, and that's where I became baptized. My mom, she used to do the little frilly lace socks at the bottom with little crispy white little shoes with the heel on the bottom of them, the frilly dresses and all that good stuff. We used to go to church Sunday mornings, Sunday nights, Wednesdays. Anytime that my great-grandma went to church, she was dragging us grandkids with her. Like, she did not care what you had going on. You was going to church. My dad, he believes in God. He also believes that you don't have to go to church to believe in him or to live by his word. And I completely agree with it, because it's just a simple thing of, you've got simple things in life going on that, yeah, I know you could probably take that 1 or 2 hours out of your time to go sit and listen and learn, hear what other people have to say about the great man upstairs. But then in that same time, like, you have things of work. If people have to work on Sundays, a lot of bosses don't care if you have to go to church. They're like, well, do you want to go to church or do you want to keep your job? Like, it's that simple.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too, guys.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it.
Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny. Right now, you're sunny at 45 in KCI. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. One in particular, Marion Suge Knight, record executive and one of the founders of Death Row Records, is 54 today.
Any artists out there want to be an artist and want to stay a star, don't want to have to worry about the executive producer trying to be all in the videos, all on the record, dancing. Come to Death Row.
Come to the Morning Grind. Happy birthday, everybody born on April 19th.
It's official. Wendy Williams is kicking Kevin Hunter to the curb in more ways than one. The 54-year-old host of The Wendy Williams Show has removed Hunter as executive producer just days after filing for divorce from him.
Yes, I'm singing. I want a mango.
I don't know how true this is, but they say they offered him a $10 million bag just to leave. Get out of there. Don't come back. Don't cause no problems.
Peace.
Don't be trying to fill the box up with, you know, your little things you done collected over the years.
Girl,
just,
bye.
Just dip.
Peace. I would take that bag and just would dip out. No questions asked.
Of course, Hunter had been a part of the show since its inception in 2008. And allegedly, he was cheating with this chick, got her pregnant. Mm. Her name is Sharina Hudson. And he's giving her mad gifts, too.
I just want my baby.
Ferrari.
Mad gifts.
Man.
If she gotta have some sunshine to get a Ferrari.
I done got a couple gifts, but
you ain't got no car. You ain't never got a car.
Boy, I gotta step my game up.
You got
exponentially.
Party cloudy. You ain't got no sunshine.
You don't know what I got, young man. See, this is what I mean by you stretching into the.
What?
You don't know nothing about that.
You gotta get some gifts. We gotta get some gifts.
I've gotten gifts. Not the Ferrari
we
piece,
need,
though.
Right, we need a Ferrari. That's what I'm saying.
You don't love me, you just love these roles. Lil Yachty has revealed that he's the person behind City Girls hit record Act Up.
For real?
Yeah, he said he wrote all of the lyrics, and some people are feeling some kind of way about it, but ghostwriting been around forever.
It has, and I can't believe he wrote this though.
Give a fat big Birkin bag, hold 5-6 figures. I saw my ass, so he called his college digger. Now this gammit, bitch.
Be shining.
I know I answer the picture. Drop a couple rights, watch it get bigger. Drinking, I'm licking, I'm licking at your if it's money, why he can eat it like a sticker?
Oh, I ain't got time for you.
Fake.
Ooh.
Talking all loud
in a fake
clothes.
Ooh.
Fake shoes, match that fake toe. I'm the realest ever sleep snake.
So he said the line stripes on it, so they call it Tigger?
Yeah.
That's what he...
I ain't mad. Collect your money.
Yeah.
You know, Nas wrote Get Jiggy With It for Will Smith.
Hey, and yeah. That's... Get Jiggy With It.
That's probably one of the biggest records Nas ever wrote.
Did he do the dance, too? What about Owe Me Something?
Don't worry about none of that. Okay? Shoot, I'm writing. Who needs something written?
I need an essay written. You seem like the type that was writing papers in college for people. Like, you could do that. No, that's a skill. I'm not, there ain't no shade or nothing.
I'm not trying to reveal none of the things that I did wrong for everybody to hear, like you. You are an informer. I just need you to know that.
No, I'm not. You're the police. I'm not an informer.
You are the police, fam. Like, you want me to admit?
Anyway.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Sir, good Friday. Let's go ahead and get a little bit of this for a second.
That song comes alive. When I think about how I was really in a bad place and all the things that happened to me. How are you? I said, I'm fine. He said, what are you doing here? I said, waiting for you. But one of the first songs that Andre wrote when he was 14 years old.
You heard your grandma playing this music Easter Sunday. Maybe gave you a little biscuit or something. Take with you in the car.
With a smidge of jelly on it.
Had my... No, she ain't give me no jelly. Drop it on my pretty dress. Easter was a big deal, you know, planned for months. What we were going to wear, what we were going to eat. The Easter speeches, the Easter egg hunt. I used to color eggs with my grandmother. Now, that's one of the things that, you know, she's my background on my phone. And when I think about my childhood, my grandmother is a stable force for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems as though some of that is maybe being lost. Are we passing down these traditions, Brian? Are kids as excited about, you know, meeting with their cousins for Easter dinner as I was growing up?
It's definitely less and less, Shay, as what I've seen and I've experienced. I think part of it is people are questioning religion more now than ever before. What I'm seeing is that, and the loss of the big mama in the family. You don't see big mama no more. Big mama's about 42 years old now. She ain't necessarily big mama. You know, she's still working and doing her thing and partying on the weekends sometimes. There ain't nothing wrong with that, but it's just, you know, the big mamas that we grew up with lived a totally different lifestyle. Like my grandmother, she never bought a pair of pants. I've never seen my grandma with pants.
Wow.
And that's just a difference in the generations.
What are your thoughts on this? Are we passing down these traditions, and do we still need them?
It's more that the great-grandparents are getting old, because I know my great-grandmother, she always called me around Easter time or any holiday just to tell me about myself and what I haven't been doing right and what I need to be doing right. I mean, that's just my great-grandmother, and I think that's what's going on in a lot of families. A lot of parents aren't pushing their kids to go to church. I know me and my kids, we haven't been to church. I'm only 26, and I know a big part of that is because I'm not with my great-grandmother anymore.
Do you feel moved to eventually take them to church and let them learn about Easter?
I do, but I teach in my household because a lot of stuff is going on where I don't want anyone else teaching my kids right now. I got a big problem with what's going on in America with teaching, because you can teach one thing at home and then go to school and learn a totally different thing from what you taught them.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling up and sharing with us this morning.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to come out to Thirsty Thursday with you last night at the KC Daiquiri shop.
Missed out.
I was at the house watching Homecoming, a film by Beyonce on Netflix. Thank you for paying the bill, by the way. I was able to get on with no problems.
You're going to revoke your privileges. Because you're not putting in on it. And they keep going up.
It's like $5, fam.
It's not $5. It's $12. And you're not putting in on it.
Oh, it's
$12 times now? 12 times 12. What's 12 times 12?
144.
You ain't put in on that on a yearly basis.
How much of that you need?
Well, you watch it way more than I do. So really, I need about 80% of that. So give me $10 a month.
That's not going to happen.
No Netflix for you. It's as simple as that. Change the password tonight.
Something else.
We ain't negotiating nothing.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to give you 80% of that.
I'll be changing the password.
Well, there's other people that's on there too, dude.
What?
I'm not the only one that has your password. You a liar.
How am I a liar?
Ooh, you liar. You going to lie like that on the radio?
Do you have proof?
You're gonna lie like that on the radio.
Do you have proof that I'm lying?
I'm gonna leave this here. Let's put a pin in that
for
right
now. You're so jealous.
Let's put a pin in that for right now.
You're so jealous.
Details on the situation with Tyreek Hill and his three-year-old have surfaced. According to the Kansas City Star, the three-year-old of Tyreek and his fiance have been removed from their home, Brian.
It's not good at all. Very bad news.
It's unclear when the boy was removed, and the Kansas Department for Children and Families have not yet confirmed this information.
First and foremost, I hope the boy is okay and he's in a stable situation. And it doesn't smell right, Shay, this whole situation.
What we're understanding now is that there is a family court process called Child in Need of Care, and that's what this case is allegedly. So far, the officials at the Chiefs have nothing to say. Andy Reid, when questioned about it, said he had no further comment. And so did the general manager, Brett Veach.
It's a zero tolerance with kids. You know, if these things are true, if he's involved.
Just pull back. Let's see what's going to happen.
Right. Yeah, we just got to let things play out.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A fresh start to me, a clean heart, forgiving pasts, true love that lasts. A holy embrace, a face-to-face, man's peace restored forevermore. Love far and wide for me, his bride, the Savior divine, forever mine.
Oh, thank you.
It's my Easter speech.
Little Shay Moore.
You're welcome.
Mine's better than yours, though.
Oh, Lord.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Angels rolled the stones away from the tomb wherein he lay. Little children, come and sing. Glory, glory to the King. Christ the Lord of everything.
Yes.
Don't be taking my yes.
Too bad you ain't got your five-piece suit on right now.
I might have to post up a picture of when Jared had his little sailor outfit and I had my little Godfather suit when we was holding hands on our way to Easter.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, my God.
Those are the memories that I have about Easter. I don't know if people really holding true to the traditions.
It's certainly becoming less and less.
I'm going to be hopping on a plane today to spend some time with my family for Easter. And there is a company that wants to begin weighing people before they get on the plane.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, hell no.
I never knew this, but the weight estimate on planes is based on 205 pounds for men and about 165 pounds for women. That's how they gauge how many bags can get on and how much fuel they'll need, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, what? What? And you got to be kidding me.
You better up the ante on that.
Yeah, we've been breaking the rules for quite a long time now. Can you imagine me walking up to the gate and the lady like, oh, hey, if you don't mind, we're going to get you to step on the scale right here.
I already know what your response is going to be. We got it on tape.
No, we don't. I'm going to peel your face off like a grape.
That certainly might be mine.
I don't get on the scale all the time. Even at the doctor. You can decline to get on the scale at the doctor.
For real?
Mm-hmm. I tell her, not today.
Let me write the middle
nose. That's what I'm like, not today. They be like, come on. I'm
nah. I had some Danishes not this today. Morning. I'm cool, fam.
I'm like, I'm not in the mood. I'm feeling good about myself. Yeah. You trying to drag my self-esteem down. I know the tricks. I'm not falling for it.
You give it a hand. You give one of them.
Yes, you got. You ain't got to do. You ain't got to.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
If
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny right now. You're sunny at 46 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Nicki Minaj has decided to part ways with her longtime managers, G. Robertson and Cortez Bryant. She's been working with them for the majority of her career. This time, she is currently without a manager.
You going to apply?
I think I could do good.
Miley, what's good?
I think she's lost her way a little bit. I think in the beefing and whatnot, she lost the mystique of her, you know, greatness. I think part of what made Nicki great was, you know, the whole Roman thing and being able to switch her style up and being able to get on tracks with dudes and, you know, stand toe to toe.
Yeah, and them subpar lyrics she been having lately ain't been, man, they been subpar, fam. She came out blazing at first, you know, 2008, 2009, 2010. She was, you know, she was on top of her game, but she kind of fell off with her pen.
Today I got time, cuz.
People don't typically question Remy Ma's pen, but she's being questioned by NYPD right now for an alleged assault that took place at a concert in New York City. According to Love & Hip Hop star Brittany Taylor, she claimed that Remy punched her in her right eye Tuesday night during the Pretty Lou benefit concert at Irving Plaza. She says that she had gotten into it with Remy's stepdaughter Dejanay. And that's when the two-piece happened.
He was acting all tough and hardcore real.
He can't be going at people's kids, you know. All bets off when that happened.
Taylor went to the hospital to be treated. Sources close to Remy say that there's no validity to this story.
He gave him that three-piece extra crispy.
Extra crispy with some sides.
I don't think Remy's doing that. I think she's been rehabilitated.
Yeah, okay. I think she did.
She did like 6 years in prison, fam.
You talk about some of my kids, told you, all bets are off, fam.
Yeah, and I'm righteous with them hands.
B2K is going to be joining the cast of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood.
No.
Omarion will be back on this upcoming season, along with his then-girlfriend baby mama, April Jones.
Hey, what are you doing?
She fine, too.
Also, Raz B and Jay Boog will also be appearing on the show. And, of course, you know Lil Fizz has already been a part of the cast.
So what storylines they going to make up for them?
What you mean make up? This is reality.
They talk about what kind of Duke Curl Box kit they using. Or talk about the Millennium Tour.
Your slander game is on 1,000 today.
I'm just learning from you, sis. That's
me?
Yes, you. Your slander game be 100 every day. You slander me every day.
I don't slander no one.
Yeah, you at least try.
I speak truth, facts, and verifiable things.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.